Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Well, wasn't that exciting? And I'm very glad it wasn't me up here having to decorate a cake in 10 minutes. I did recently have to decorate a cake for my daughter, and I think Matt can attest to the fact that maybe 5 or 6 hours went by and we still weren't quite happy with the results. So I had to call him into the kitchen because he's a lot more adept at decorating cakes than me. Maybe not moving them off the stage, but decorating them he is. And he finished it off for me. So thank you very much, Matt. And thank you to all the mums that participated. It is a real honour to be asked to speak this morning. Normally, I am not in big church on a Sunday morning. Normally, my place is down at Oxley Kids with your beautiful children, or a lot of your beautiful children. And that is definitely a place that is a lot more comfortable for me than being up here in front of you guys. There's not the kind of faces that I'm used to looking at, but we'll do our best. So today, the first thing I want to do is I want to acknowledge my mum. Happy Mother's Day, Mum. I love you so much, and you are the person that I want to be when I grow up. I love the fact that you're such a godly example of what a wife, what a mother, and what a friend should look like, and I am so honoured that you're my mum, and hopefully one day I can be a bit like you too. So I love you, Mum. Happy Mother's Day. And then the other person I need to acknowledge this morning is my dad. Happy birthday, Dad. 2 of you on one day. And Dad, I love you so much. And you are the person I always turn to you for godly advice and wisdom. And I really appreciate the way that you put God first and that you put your family after God, and then that you also look after this church in such an amazing way. And I love the fact that when I come to you for advice, I know that it is godly and I know that it is in my best interest. So thank you, and I love you. Happy birthday to you too. So both of these people have shaped me into the person that I am today, the good parts and the not so good parts, and we're not going to talk about any of that today. But today in Mother's Day, I want to explore 4 words. And whilst these 4 words are not generally spoken about together, today I believe that God wants to use these words to encourage and to offer hope to those who need it. So the words that I'm going to use, they are capacity, stamina, and unending love. And being Mother's Day, messages are generally directed towards or based around mothers. And today I will actually be using a mother as an example of how these words work. But my message isn't solely directed towards mothers. And it isn't even solely directed towards females either. So if you're a male, whether you're a dad or not, please don't tune out, because today's message can apply to you. I know and I pray that God can use this message to talk to us all, wherever we are at. So many of you may know that recently my family expanded by 8. That's right, 8 new lives joined my family on the 11th of April, because my beautiful dog Gemma had puppies. She had 8 of them, and there they are. That was about, 3 hours after they were born. They're a bit cleaner than they were when they were born. And this event was actually planned, and it's been anticipated in our household for over a year now. So one Sunday morning, 4 weeks ago, the fur babies in my house expanded from 2 dogs and a cat to 10 dogs and a cat. So much joy, lots of excitement, and man, there's a lot of fur in my house at the moment. Let's have a quick look at some of these puppies. So this was maybe 3 or 4 hours after they were born. I can't remember who this one is, but that's Matt holding her, because we had 5 girls and a boy. This is Bonnie, and she was our first little one to open her eyes. So this is just as she opened her eyes. They were about a week old there. This is them when they were about 2 weeks old, and you can see how much more of the blanket they're taking up now. And we have a little one on the end. His name's Wally, and he only likes to sleep on his back with his legs in the air. And this one here, this is Willow, and she was very, very tired that night and she needed to cover her eyes because it was obviously way too bright in the room for her to sleep. And then this is my beautiful dog, Jemmy, and her puppies as she's feeding them. She has been an amazing mum, and she is who I'm using as my example of motherhood today. So for the first few weeks, having 8 puppies in my house required no, that's right, no extra work for me, because Gemma, the mum, she looked after them, she fed them, and she did all the cleanup. And the only thing I had to do was cuddle them, which was a really hard task. But as the weeks have gone by, my workload has increased, and the efforts required to look after these puppies have shifted from Gemma, the mummy, to me, the owner. Now, I will acknowledge that Matt and Chloe and Lige and Levi have been quite helpful here. They are always willing to cuddle the puppies. They're sometimes willing to help feed them. They're very rarely willing to clean up the puppy mess. But that's okay, because I know their time will come. Matt has had to... Was that funny? Okay. Matt has continuously had to adjust, make amendments to, and sometimes rebuild entirely the puppy enclosure as they've grown and become more adventurous. So right now, our life doesn't quite belong to us. But that's okay, because soon enough, 7 of these gorgeous bundles of fun will move to their forever homes, and they're going to bring all sorts of joy and other feelings to their new owners. So apart from the cuteness factor of sharing these photos with you this morning, I do actually have a spiritual application to share about Gemma and her puppies. So let's get down to it. When Andy asked me to speak today, before I said yes to him, I tried to think about what I would say. I wanted to make sure that what I brought to you all had relevance, that it was from God and not from me, and that I actually had enough ideas to fill my speaking slot. And that night, God spoke to me. Not audibly, but through an experience that I had. That night, our puppies, they were 5 days old, and one of them became quite unwell. And knowing there wasn't really anything I could do for this puppy, it was 8 p.m. on a Friday night, and the vets were shut, I put it back in with the rest of the puppies, and I left the puppy to Gemma's care. At about 4 a.m., after being up countless times to check on them, I finally gave up on bed and decided to spend the rest of the night on the couch with the puppy in my arms. And as I lay there over the next few hours, God kept dropping thoughts into my mind, thoughts about Gemma's mothering, about my life, and about the parallels to the way that God cares for us. So from that sleepless night, this message came about. And from this time, I'm going to be using the term mother, but as I said earlier, if you aren't a mother, don't switch off, because these ideas can be just as relevant for you as they are for anyone else. So the first word that I'm going to use this morning is capacity. And Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And the Amplified Version says it like this, and I absolutely love the way the Amplified Version expands, and it says, I can do all things, which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Isn't that amazing? This verse is an incredible verse, and it can be read and unpacked in so many ways. So Philippians was most probably written whilst Paul was in prison. And this particular verse was written in the context of a letter to the church in Philippi, and it was expressing his affection and appreciation for the Philippian believers. More than any other church, the believers in Philippi offered Paul material support for his ministry. And Paul was encouraging them with this verse to understand that his strength actually came from Christ, that his ability to preach, his ability to travel, to withstand what life was throwing at him, didn't come from his own strength, from his own ability, his own capacity, or his own stamina, but that it came from the lessons that God had taught him. The strength that Paul was displaying was coming solely from God in his life. Paul had the capacity to do what he was doing because he was doing it in God's strength. Capacity means the maximum amount or number that can be contained or accommodated, or it means an individual's mental or physical ability. Now, back to Gemma. She needs to be able to multitask. Her capacity for doing jobs increased exponentially as soon as she became a mother. Instead of just needing to eat, run around, give us cuddles and play ball, she suddenly became responsible for the lives of 8 other individuals. She was capable of feeding 8 puppies at once, while simultaneously cleaning them and cleaning up after them. She was multitasking. Her capacity began to increase. As a mother, I have to multitask. I have to have the capacity to do many jobs at once. Actually, come to think about it, this point might not be relevant to all you men out there, because multitasking doesn't really come as naturally to all of you as it does to females. Is there any female in agreement with me? Yes, that is right. Who knows that when you get your son or husband to do a job, you not only have to tell them multiple times, but you have to write it down step by step, and then only feed them one step at a time. Or maybe that's just you, Maddie. Who knows? Sorry. Okay, men, you too can multitask. I believe in you. You have the capacity to do multiple things at once. I've actually seen Matt eat and change the channel all in one motion, so I know it can be done. Go, buddy. As a mother, I have to have the capacity to increase the amount of things I'm doing. I need to make sandwiches for lunches while stirring the butter chicken on the stove for dinner, at the same time answering my daughter's algebraic mathematics equation and spelling insidious for my son. In the next breath, giving my other son encouragement to play a different note on the piano because the one he's playing doesn't sound quite right there. And meanwhile, my husband needs to walk into the kitchen and begins a conversation with an item that needs to be added to the shopping list that I'm doing the next day. Does anyone out there relate to this? Male or female? Yes, Dad. In life, we often need to increase our capacity, add just one more thing to the list of things that we're doing. One more thing to the list of things that I need to take care of. How many of us in our lives feel like we need to keep adding jobs to the ones we already have, that we aren't quite living up to our or others' expectations of us? And living life like this can be exhausting. Living life trying to add just one more ball to the ones already in the air can cause us anxiety and stress, and it can cause us to come close to breaking point. How can I add one more thing to my to-do list? How can I be enough for everyone and everything that I support? And the answer is, you don't have to. In the parable of the bags of gold found in Matthew 25, Jesus tells us that the master gave each one of his servants a different amount of bag of gold according to their individual capacity, what he thought they were capable of handling. It's in Matthew 25:15. It says, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his individual capacity. And then he started from home. So just as Paul was talking about in Philippians 4:13, his capacity to do his jobs, his ability to multitask, wasn't done in his own strength. It was done in the strength that God had given him, in what God thought he was capable of handling. Isaiah 40:29-31 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Following along this line, our God has an unlimited capacity. When we come to him with our burdens, he won't say to us, sorry, too many balls in the air. I can't add one more to my job list. He won't say to us, just wait a while, I'll tick some things off my to-do list and then I'll get back to you. God has an unending capacity to handle anything that we can give him. Our capacity is finite. His capacity is infinite. Isn't that incredible? Our capacity is finite. We can't handle everything, but God's capacity is infinite. He can handle everything. I read someone's thoughts on God's ability to multitask, and this person said, it occurred to me that while I was pouring out my heart to the Lord, millions of others across the earth were doing so at the very same time. It boggled my mind to think that God would be hearing simultaneously the prayers of close to 7 billion people on this earth. Furthermore, not only is God communing with innumerable beings throughout the universe, we believe he is also doing things, building up, tearing down, smiting and healing, beginning and finishing, opposing the proud, giving grace to the humble, and so much more. God is surely the ultimate multitasker. And this is a statement that I fully agree with. Our God is capable of doing everything at once. He is omnipotent. That means he is all-powerful. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at once. And he is omniscient. He is all-knowing. The next word that I want to look at in relation to mothering, fathering, or being human is the word stamina. The meaning of the word stamina is the bodily or mental capacity to sustain a prolonged stressful effort or activity. And another word that we could use here might be endurance. So my Gemma, she requires remarkable stamina. She is solely responsible for the feeding, cleaning and sustaining of her puppies for at least the first 2 or 3 weeks of their lives. And that requires stamina, because in the first 2 weeks of lives, puppies need to feed every 2 to 3 hours. That's exhausting. This picture here shows of Gemma, it shows her stamina. Look how tired those beautiful eyes are. This picture was taken just hours after she gave birth to those 8 puppies. She has the stamina, even though it was only recently that she'd given birth, to feed them and provide for them. How easy it might have been for Gemma to decide that after giving birth, she just needed to rest. She just needed to take it easy for a few days and then to be able to get her strength, rest up, and then she would be able to get back to the task of looking after her puppies. But she didn't. She pushed through and she endured. Parenting, looking after someone else, providing for their welfare, turning up to work day after day, pushing through sickness, pushing through tiredness, putting one foot in front of the other in our day-to-day lives, that often requires stamina on our part too. You know, on that day, after you've been up every hour to look after your children, the one that needed a drink but couldn't get out of bed because it was too dark, and then just as your head hit the pillow, the next child yelled out because they'd had a bad dream, so you pulled yourself out of bed and trudged back upstairs, went and prayed with them, and then you snuggled back under your covers, only to have your third child yell out that they couldn't sleep either and hadn't been asleep all night. You knew that they had, but had obviously woken up with the other interruptions. And all you want to do is yell out that I haven't been asleep yet either. But no, you pull yourself out of the covers, accidentally nudging your sleeping husband rather hard to see if he would actually take this one. But no. And then you trudge up to sort out the next problem. All hypothetical, of course. Totally hypothetical. But after one of those nights, it requires stamina on your part to get up the next morning. Where does this stamina come from? Where does this endurance come from? In some part, it comes from our innate sense of keeping on going, of pushing ourselves. But in another sense, we can ask and get this stamina or this endurance from God. In the second part of Philippians 4:13, it says, "Through Christ who gives me strength." Barnes Notes on the Bible says it like this, "Through Christ which strengtheneth me." Of the strength which Christ can impart, Paul had had abundant experience, and now his whole reliance was there. It was not in any native ability which he had, not in any vigour of body or of mind, not in any power which there was in his own resolutions. It was in the strength that he derived from the Redeemer. By that, he was enabled to bear cold, fatigue and hunger. By that, he met temptations and persecutions. And by that, he engaged in the performance of his arduous duties. Paul derived his stamina, his endurance, from the strength on offer to him by Christ. And there are so many verses in the Bible that talk about us drawing on Christ's strength. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." Isaiah 41:10 encourages us with, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then 2 Corinthians 12:9 to 10, it also says, "And he has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.'" Our stamina, our endurance, our strength to go on, to push through the tasks in front of us is available to us if we just ask God. He wants us to draw on his strength. If he didn't, there wouldn't be so much encouragement in the scripture for us to do that, to do just that, to call on his strength. And just like capacity, our God has immeasurable stamina. God never needs to rest. There isn't a time that we'll call on God and we'll find him with a busy dial tone. There isn't a time that we cry out to our Father that we'll find him saying, "Hang on a sec, just give me a minute, I just need to rest and then I'll get back to you." In fact, in the Bible in Isaiah 40 verse 28 it says, "Have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." In a little bit of an aside here, in Genesis 2:2, when it talks about God resting after he created the world, the actual meaning of that Hebrew word that we use to describe rest, which is Shabbat or Shabbath, it actually means to cease or desist. So a brief look at the original word translated rest or rested shows us that God didn't get tired. He didn't need a day to coalesce or build up his strength. He simply stopped creating the universe. He finished in 6 days and he stopped on the seventh day to set a pattern for us for a seven-day week. God doesn't need to rest or relax because he neither faints nor is weary. So to finish off this morning, I just want to quickly talk about unending love. And here my comparisons to Gemma have to stop because I don't know what she feels towards her pups. Does she love them? Or is it just her God-given instincts that causes her to feed, nurture and care for them? Something that I'll add to my list of questions I have to ask when I get to heaven. However, as a parent, I know that I have an unending love towards my children. I love them. I can't help myself. Yes, sometimes I might find my attitude towards them less than optimal. In fact, I might be downright cross at them, but that does not mean that I don't love them. I don't love the fact that they played cricket in my living room and broke my polar bear figurine. However, I really do love that they attempted to replace it with some scrunched up paper in the shape of a polar bear. Straight to the pool room with that one. You see, my love for my children isn't dependent on what they do. It isn't dependent on how they look. It isn't dependent on what they're doing to help me out. My love for my children is there, and it has been since the day that I knew that they were coming. My love for my children won't disappear when they grow up and leave home. It won't disappear if they do something to disappoint me. It won't disappear if they change their appearance. My love for my children is unending. And guess what? God's heart for us is one of unending love too. We are his children. We've been created in his image. We are his heirs. We belong to him. No matter where we are on our journey with God, no matter whether we acknowledge him as our Lord and Saviour, or whether we're still sorting that out, we are his and he loves us. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.'" God loves us with an everlasting love, and nothing we do will ever separate us from that love. Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What an amazing scripture. Not only does God love us, the creator of the universe, but nothing in the world will separate us from that love. You are loved by your heavenly Father. You are given the capacity to handle all that he places before you, and he will provide you with the stamina to do all that is required. God's heart for us is this, that when we think we don't have the capacity to add one more job to the list, he can give us the ability. God's heart for us is this, that when we think we just can't keep going on, that we don't have the stamina to last one more day or one more minute, he can give us his strength. And God's heart for us is to give us his unending love. He has the capacity, he has the stamina, and he has an unending love. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to come here, to have some fun, to worship you, and to hear from you too, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that you do love us. We thank you that that love that you have for us is not is unending, that there's nothing we can do that will separate us from that. Lord God, we thank you that when we think we can't go on anymore, that you can give us that capacity, Lord God, that you can give us that stamina to just keep on going. And Lord God, we thank you that we don't have to do it in our strength, that we call on you and that you provide us with all that we need. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful for your presence in our lives. We love you so very much. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.